Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Any wrestling heel would know that tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio is a steal. Your boy Ty Asbury on this Monday night, October 22nd, 2018, can explain how tonight is a steal. My live guest, she's stealing the show at Backbreakers Training Center in our PA. Great as a vixen in the ring. My live guest is the beautiful Miss Adina Steele. I'm going to bring her in here live right now.
Hey, Ty, how's it going?
Miss Adina, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for joining me here on Between the Ropes Radio. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Not a problem, not a problem at all. And hopefully you had a great weekend. As we all know, they go by, of course, really fast.
This is true, but I'm actually off on Mondays as well, so it's still my weekend.
Hey, well, you know, I mean, well, Mondays, they can be like the start of the grind of the week, but there's nothing wrong with having a Monday off. So, hey, any day that you're off, I mean, I think we all would take that as a plus.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Of course, Miss Adina, the way we do things here on the show in Between the Ropes Radio, you are the guest tonight, and you are, as the headline says tonight for the show, you are stealing the show. And the way we do things here on the show, it is interview time. Your fans are listening live around the world, so if you are ready for interview time, I would hope you're cool with that.
Yes, sir. I'm always ready.
Oh, of course, I definitely wanted to mention, of course, first question is, of course, we're coming off the weekend, of course. And for you, was there any wrestling shows where you did steal the show, or did you have a laid-back weekend?
This weekend, I did not wrestle. I did go and I trained last night. I will be wrestling on this Saturday, the 27th. I have a match coming up, so I'm just preparing for that.
Awesome. I mean, well, you know, too, I'm sure with, you know, training and your wrestling schedule, I would definitely think, which is a key thing, that the body needs a rest.
Yes, that's for sure. I don't rest as much as I should, but I did get a deep tissue treatment today, so that was a plus.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to start off your Monday, start off your week. And of course, Miss Adina, you and, of course, we all like to know, I mean, you and pro wrestling, what turned the light on to make this happen and where you started your journey as becoming a wrestler?
Well, I watched wrestling when I was a kid. You know, my mom worked nights, my dad would have it on, and you know, I always had a love for it, but I never even thought it would be something I would do personally. It just seemed very far-fetched, you know? And I don't know, within the last maybe 3-4 years, I got really into fitness just in general and working out. And it just so happened that, you know, one day I was talking to my best friend and she was like, you know, I can't believe you've never done anything, like you're not a personal trainer or you're not doing something along those lines. And I said, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like that's quite my calling. And it's kind of an oversaturated market. And literally a few days later, she saw that the training center that I'm at was having tryouts. And we went and just like that started. Everything kind of just like fell perfectly into place at the perfect time, I feel like, and I just feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
And, of course, you're definitely talking about where you're at now currently. And I'm sure Miss Adina would give them a big shout out. Of course, I will too. Backbreakers Training Center, yay, yay. You know, doing big things and helping you out for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been training at Backbreakers Training Center for about a year now, and I have just learned so much. My trainer, his name is Justin Glory, and, you know, he has a lot of experience, and, you know, he's worked with WWE and, you know, done a lot of just fun things and just genuinely wants the best for everybody. And, you know, it's a really cool environment. Everyone, it's like a second family there. And, you know, everyone just wants to build each other up.
Yeah, too. And you may have you brought up a good point because, like, I mean, you said you looked at wrestling. I mean, I think you pretty much explained along the lines of it was, like, far-fetched. And as we all know, anybody knows as a fan, looking from the outside, you know, in wrestling, it's not, of course, for everyone. It takes a lot, like a super a lot of hard work and dedication. I mean, it's kind of like for me, like, you can't just look out and say, oh, I'm going to go bungee jump and try that. You know, it's kind of along those lines, you know. It can be hard pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, definitely it takes a toll. It's you know, 2-3 days a week at 2-3 hours training and plus helping out with shows and, you know, just going to the gym on my own time to stay in shape for that. And, you know, it's taken sacrifice for sure, you know, through basically that's all I do. I don't go out much. But when I'm there, you know, we're all friends. So I don't feel like I'm lacking anything. And I think with anything, if you love it, like that's what you want to do all the time. So I don't mind, but it definitely, yeah, it's a lot, you know, it's a lot different than even I ever could have imagined it would be, just how much you have to remember and the patterns of things. And there's so many little things that, of course, you know, when you're just a fan, you don't realize, you know, how complicated just something that looks so simple is. So it definitely gave me newfound respect for the business as well.
Yeah, and then another thing I definitely would love to ask, Ms. Adina, is that how for you, you mentioned going to the gym, training, just keeping everything polished, you know, for you. I'm sure every talent is different. So for you, how really do you mix in training next to going to the gym? Because life, you have to juggle things around where it may drive us crazy, but you find ways to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of juggling. I usually go to the gym, you know, I wake up pretty early and I go, and then I go to work. And then if I have, you know, wrestling training that night, I'll go to that after work. So, you know, I find time, I make time. You know, there's always time for the things if it's a priority. It's exhausting sometimes, but I just try to keep my goals in mind. And, like, with anything I do, I try to just do little things every day to reach, you know, whatever my end goals may be. And it's like, is this getting me closer or farther? You know, I could sleep in and not go, but that's not going to get me any closer to where I want to be. So I try to just keep pushing forward, and, you know, hopefully good things will come.
I like, you brought up a good point too. You like to, you know, get up early, go to the gym and get out of the way. I'm the same way. I just can't, you know, I have to get it done and just, you know, and I always feel too, when you go to the gym early in the morning, I think for me, you feel more energized to get you through your day. I mean, but everybody's different.
For sure, yeah. I used to go after work before wrestling, and now going before, because by the time I get to work, I already feel like, you know, I've already done stuff today. I've accomplished things. It's not, you know, rolling out of bed, going to work, and just starting off. Like, it kind of starts my day with, like, a positive, you know, hardworking mindset, and I try to carry that, you know, throughout the rest of the day.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose, I'm sure this is probably going to be a definite yes. Is there a wrestling match you watched like 200 billion times because it blew your mind? What match would that be that really, really, really just put inside you like, yeah, this is this match is awesome, and I definitely want to be a wrestler?
I don't know if there's necessarily one match in general. I just remember the time of watching wrestling when I was younger and just seeing, you know, it was a little more chaotic then. It wasn't as PG. And I just always thought it was so badass. And, like, it was something that, you know, everybody just seems, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but it just, everyone portrays like such an awesome vibe. And I think just growing up and seeing, you know, especially like some of the women now, like I always loved Lita, I loved Trish Stratus, and now seeing them, you know, going to be at Evolution teaming together is pretty cool. And it's like everything's coming full circle from, you know, growing up and what I saw, and, you know, the women's division now, how much everything has changed. And then with my own personal journey, it's just really fun to see everything as a whole.
Yeah, and you know, one thing, you're definitely, I think definitely one thing, Miss Adina, is you're definitely in the, like, really, like, serious, like, middle of a really big women's evolution in wrestling. I mean, you should be that very happy about that, because women's wrestling is definitely the biggest thing going. It's definitely involved over the years, and you're definitely in it at the right time. I mean, without a doubt.
Yeah, I definitely seem to have lucked out in that aspect. I mean, just watching, I watch a lot of just wrestling in general, but of course I'll go online and just watch matches, whether they're newer or older. And, you know, just sometimes I'll pop in and, you know, an older match, and the difference in, you know, the women's matches used to be 2 minutes long. They do a couple things. It was more just, you know, chicks that were half naked to get guys to tune in, not really doing much, where today you watch and they're doing some amazing stuff and, you know, performing at a level equal to, if not farther along than the men's, with some of the, you know, athletic abilities they have. And it's awesome to see women being looked at as equals and, you know, having the same capabilities, as opposed to just like, you know, like a trophy wife type thing. Like, oh yeah, here's our girls. And they were just like, you know, prance around with their little butterfly belt and be all cutesy. And now, you know, they seem to be more serious, strong women. And it's really awesome to be, you know, getting involved now for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And nothing to with wrestling, I would say definitely back in the 80s and 90s, especially as we all know, Attitude Era, I think with wrestling more back then, they didn't give a flipping, you know, what, ... You know, they didn't care back then. I think it was definitely, it was more insane, especially with the legendaries. We all know Monday Night Wars. We all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss Adina, now, as far as your character, did you, like, kind of wanted to connect it to, like, you know, not be just as someone else, but kind of closer to someone else that you maybe looked up to, or pretty much you're just being you, and which is always a bonus points for when you're doing your wrestling persona?
Well, my trainer always said, you know, your best wrestling gimmick is kind of you just turned all the way up, in a sense, and I'm trying to channel that in a way. Of course, you know, it's, you know, creating the persona is, it was an interesting process, and it all kind of just came together. But I feel like when, you know, I'm there and, you know, I'm in my gear and ready to go, it does like something like a flip, a switch flips. And, you know, it's really, it's me, it's something in me, but I'm able to kind of channel like the intensity more, and just that, everything that, you know, Adina Steele embodies. And it's a lot of fun. I wouldn't say it was after anyone in particular. It just was little things that all lined up and came into place, and it, you know, became Adina.
Yeah. And of course, speaking of Adina, she is stealing the show tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio from Backbreakers Training Center. If you want to call in live and talk to her, she is my guest live tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury at 646-716-5926. We are here until 6:30. Call us up, talk to us, question, comments. It is on this Monday night. And Miss Adina, you talked about, of course, you know, your character, you just being you. I always believed, and I think one guy that really just popped in my head, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think when he came about and what became Stone Cold, I think he was just being himself. I mean, just go out there and just say what's from the heart.
Yeah, definitely. And I've listened to his podcast well, and I've kind of heard him say the same thing. And you know, you see people like that, whether it's him or The Rock or Hulk Hogan, people that were just like themselves, just really intense, you know, themselves times 10, and everyone loved them. You know, you can't, with anything in life, if it's fake or forced, people could see right through it. But when it's authentic, you know, it's relatable, people love it. And, you know, that's what this is about, you know, entertaining people and showing everyone, you know, who we are, what we could do.
Yeah. Now, I definitely have to compliment you on your name, Dina, which I think is very cool, definitely pretty. It stands out. It's just like when I first, you know, we first talked about getting the show together, and I was her name, it's unique. It's really cool. Now, the last name, Steele, I'm just going to have to ask you and just guess on this one. When you came up with that, is that because maybe you're like a Steelers fan? Because I saw that, and I'm like, I wonder if she watches football or like maybe some of the Steelers, because the way the spelling is.
You know, being from Pennsylvania and my sister lives in Pittsburgh, I regretfully have to say I am neither a Steelers fan nor not a Steelers fan. I just don't really watch football. I could have given them a plug there if I wanted to, but actually I just, that part came from, you know, I was trying to just, I was brainstorming, you know, trying to think of a name, and I was actually looking up names of different moons, and I found this moon named Titania, and I liked it. I liked the idea. You know, I pictured metal and strength, and I just, it's just something, you know, just didn't seem right. And then once I just thought, you know, steel, because, you know, I wanted to use the colors black and silver for most of my gear, and, you know, steel, you think of strength, and, like, it just made sense, sort of. And I think the spelling, I just honestly wanted to spell it like that.
Yeah. Well, I do have to say the one picture on your Facebook page, and listeners listening live right now, go out and check on Adina Steele's Facebook page. It's the one picture where you're standing where the turnbuckles are, and you got your both, you know, hands on the rope, and you got that look in your eye that you definitely want to, you know, F somebody up. I mean, it's the perfect picture, like I said, where you're just standing there and you're ready to, you know, bust somebody's bubble. It's the perfect picture. And pictures, they also say a lot, too, for wrestling. I mean, you got the perfect picture of the talent. That really helps a lot, too, I mean, to get you over.
Thank you. Yeah, we're lucky, too, at Backbreakers. It's called Pin Hat Photography. He, you know, used to wrestle, and now he kind of just comes down. You know, he's a professional photographer, and he shoots basically all the shows just because he loves the industry. And, you know, I get a lot of cool shots from him, and, you know, he does it for everybody. So I'm lucky in that aspect, you know, to have some photos of the matches and things at the moment so great like that.
Yeah, and you also have another one where I think you're I don't know who the match was against, but you're power driving somebody. And I said, I saw that. I was just like, you know, damn. Like, you know, that's, I'm sure she got the 1-2-3 on that one. But, I mean, it's just, pictures say a lot. I mean, pictures say a lot. I mean, just another thing, too, I'm sure you know as well as wrestling, social media, that says a lot tied into with wrestling, too, because it's really helped wrestling a lot with the social media industry.
Yeah, it's honestly been very eye-opening and almost overwhelming, just the social media, the response I've gotten in so little time, and all the people that have been reaching out. And it's really cool just to see, you know, you can connect with people all over the world just in 2 seconds. And I think just in general, like you're saying about how women's wrestling has evolved and just the world in general with social media, just it's, you know, just so easy. And I've just been trying to get myself really out there and, you know, promote my page and do the best I could to connect with people and meet other wrestlers.
Now, this one I think is definitely a cool story, and I really think, of course, it helped you out a lot. Now, your fans, they started the steal the show phrase, and it was for your first wrestling match. Now, what exactly did you do for that to happen? I mean, I think it's really cool that that helped you that night to get to where you are and where your phrase is really big.
I'm not even sure exactly what was going on when they started that. you know, when I was out there, you know, it's kind of like tunnel vision, you know, just in the zone, in the match, and you hear what's going on, like in and out, sort of. And I think it was just, you know, I had a lot of friends and family and support there, and a lot of people that just genuinely love wrestling, so they just get into it, and I think it just kind of happened.
And that's it's like fans, they outside of the talent in the ring, whether it's two people in a ring, three or four or 1,000, the fans, I believe, are always a part of the show because they bring, I mean, we cannot say how much, even myself, I'm a fan, like how much fans bring to the entire event in general, because they fans definitely make wrestling completely.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I feel like it almost could make or break a match, and just, you know, the way I was able to kind of feed off the energy of the people there was, like, amazing to me. And, you know, I can't imagine, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a time when I go out and it's not many people or it's really quiet, and I'm sure it'll be a different experience. But at Backbreakers, we get some pretty lively crowds in there. So it's a lot of fun, and, you know, I love that the crowd's having fun as well, you know?
Well, I mean, of course, you're the Dina Steele. I mean, I mean, they love you. I mean, of course, you're going to get all the, you know, phrase. I mean, everybody loves you. You're definitely, you're definitely catapulting your career to the next level. I mean, you'll. I always think, you know, when your time has come. I mean, but like we just talked about, you know, again and again and again, you know, when you got that catchphrase that comes with you, people know and they recognize that.
Yeah, it's true, and it gives me a mark to live up to. You know, it's kind of like you have to set a bar, and you don't want to set it and fall short, so it gives me more motivation, you know, to keep impressing people and wowing people and just giving it my all, you know, and having a blast, and then therefore everyone else has a blast, and that's the whole point, you know?
Yeah. Now, of course, we talked about this, I mean, marvelous training center not too long ago. It's probably your second home from home. I mean, I'm sure you're there a lot, probably more than you are home. We're talking about Backbreakers Training Center. Now, to describe it, what's one word that comes to your mind when, you know, thinking about the place where you're training to be a wrestler?
I would say excitement. Like, that's always, you know, when I'm driving there, I always get like a little bit of anxiety, you know, you never know what's going to happen, a little, but not like bad anxiety. It's more so like, okay, like what are we doing today? Who's going to be there? What's going to be happening? And then just being there, I'm just always excited and having fun. And, you know, it gets hard at times for sure, but overall, by the end of the day, I'm always just like driving home and on cloud nine. I'm just like, this is awesome. Like, this is my life. And I love it.
And that, I mean, the attitude going into that, just loving it, being excited. I mean, I think when we do something we love and we still get excited while we're still doing it, I mean, that's a good feeling because, I mean, I've talked about this to many guests on the show. When you're not excited about something that you love doing, I mean, probably it's the time's up. I mean, but when you still get excited for, you know, doing something that you've done for many years, that's still a good thing.
Definitely. And I think, you know, having that excitement and passion with, you know, anyone and anything they love, it shows, you know, whether it's someone, you go to a restaurant and the cook, you know, really just loves cooking and they put that extra little bit into your meal and you notice it. Whereas, you know, you go somewhere to eat and you have a bunch of shit just slopped together on your plate, doesn't really look that nice. You know, you could tell the person just doesn't care, you know, so why are you going to care if someone else doesn't care? And I feel like it's the same with wrestling. You know, if you see someone, you know, in a match that just blatantly just doesn't want to be there or really couldn't be bothered or isn't trying, like, you're not going to enjoy watching that. Nobody is. So, yeah, I totally agree. I think it's necessary to have, like, a passion and excitement for, you know, whatever it is we do, because that's, you know, what keeps you happy. You're not going to be happy doing something every day you can't stand, that's for sure.
Now, Miss Adina, of course, we do this all the time here on Between the Ropes Radio, and it's the funnest part of the show. It's time for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, where the question you really got to think, and it's just like kind of put the thinking cap on. So if you're ready for this part of the show, are you ready for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center?
Let's do it.
Okay. The question is, Adina Steele has to pick someone she's never wrestled before, but of course wants to. Now, the match indeed happens. Now, what would the slogan be for that match that promotes it? Just like a one slogan across the build bulletin board of this match, what would that be?
Oh, man, a slogan. I can't use Steal the Show, can I?
It's totally up to you.
I mean, I feel like that would have to be the answer.
You know, if that's your answer, I mean, because it is your phrase. I mean, I love it. Your fans love it. Now, I mean, but who would you be wrestling?
Oh man, I mean, if I got to pick whoever like I wanted to.
Yeah.
I think I would have to wrestle Lita.
Nice. Like, hey, I would pay to go see that. I think that'd be an awesome match. I mean, both you ladies would steal the show. Hey, I mean, it could be like WrestleMania or something. I mean, hey, I would definitely be front row watching that. I mean, I think that'd be – it's a good answer. It'd be a really cool match, too. Absolutely.
Maybe next Evolution I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. It's Evolution. No, WWE Evolution, stealing the show. And we all know stealing the show – we all know, you know, who we're talking about. So, and of course, Miss Adina, the last question of the show. It's an absolute honor to have you on. Where can we see Adina Steele stealing the show next? And outside of that, from 1 to 10, would she come back on Between the Ropes Radio?
Well, next I will be at Backbreakers Training Center this Saturday, October 27th. I'll be wrestling Riley Crowe. And if you want, you know, you can follow me on Instagram. It's at Adina Steele, AdinaSteele. And also, you know, I have a Facebook page. And I've had a great time, so I'll give it a 10. I would definitely come back on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard her first. October 27th, she will be stealing the show, my live guest tonight. And she, of course, stole the show here on Between the Ropes Radio, the lovely, the beautiful Miss Adina Steele. She was my guest tonight from Backbreakers, of course, Training Center. Absolute honor to have you on the show tonight, Miss Adina. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ty. Thanks for having me.
And as always, of course, you are indeed welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio. But most importantly, as I always say, stay healthy and be safe and God bless.
Same to you. Thank you.
And have a great night.
You too.
Tonight, she stole the show. I'm going to say it again. She was stealing the show here on Between the Ropes Radio. My live guest tonight was Adina Steele from Backbreakers Training Center. This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening to Between the Ropes Radio. And again, join me live next for the next episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Have a great Monday night. Your boy, Ty Asbury, is out. Peace.